When we think of those who are highlighted in the Bible for the wonderful work they did for God, we're tempted to conclude that they are very different from the sort of people we are, even though we try to be available and used by God. But here in these verses, Paul, who we are inclined at times to elevate to saintly behaviour, lays his nature bare for us. He seems to stand outside of himself and asks us to accept that when he says, "I know a man," that man is himself. And as he looks at the experience which he's had, he has a wonder about it. His use of the word paradise can perhaps help us to understand the verses. The word paradise comes from a Persian word meaning a walled garden. When a Persian king wanted to confer an honour on someone, he made him a companion of the garden, which gave him the privilege of walking in the royal gardens with the king. In what Paul describes, he's saying that he has been in the company of God. But lest we should assume that Paul lived on a series of highs, he quickly goes on to tell us that he has experienced a thorn in his flesh. The word translated thorn actually means a stake. What that was, many academics have speculated over the years, and they have suggested many things, from spiritual temptations, which would tempt him away from doing God's work, to carnal temptation, which is the Roman Catholic belief to this present day. And others have suggested other ideas. But Paul's word is dramatic and tells us that whatever the stake may have been, it was savage for him. Like scholars of old, we could add our thoughts to what the thorn was that people endured. Suggestions have included epilepsy, which could have produced trances like Paul described. It was a condition that in the ancient world, it was attributed to demons, and people who encountered epileptics would spit on them to ward off the demons. The oldest suggestion is that Paul suffered from eye trouble, which caused severe headaches. It brings to our minds the vision Paul had on the Damascus Road. After the glory Paul had there, he was blind, and perhaps his eyes were never the same again. Without over-speculating exactly what the thorn was, it could have been some form of malaria, in which some have described as being like a red-hot poker thrust through the forehead. Whatever it was, it bordered on the extreme of human endurance. Not surprisingly, Paul asked God three times to take it away from him. But as often happens, God answered Paul by giving him the strength to bear it. Perhaps you have met someone who is undergoing the kind of pain of their circumstances which to us would be unbearable. In Paul's life, he encountered opposition besides physical pain, and even slander and misjudgment. He discovered in the agony of his thorn or stake that when God told him his grace would be sufficient to carry him through the severest trial, it proved to be true. Those thoughts, about which many commentators have written volumes, still have meaning for us today. We're not on our own in the difficulties we face. Many of us can say, as Paul said, "I know a man," and really be talking about themselves. All of us at some time in life face times which test us to the human limit of our endurance. Some of us are fortunate to have wonderful helping relatives and friends, but even so, the difficulties cause us to know the pain of being isolated. No one can really take away the pain, however much they care about us. I'd like to share this thought with anyone who feels their situation is indescribable in the pain which it causes, and we wonder how we can keep going. When we read that God says his grace will be sufficient, although we want nothing less than the situation to be removed, God offers us a miracle by providing his grace to endure the burdens. Now, lest we should think that can't relieve the pain of our own or a relative's suffering, even when that suffering is terminal, or when the carer feels they are reaching the end of their ability to cope, God provides his miraculous grace, which defies description, yet is so very real in that it covers all our difficulties, all our demands, and all our doubts. When we say, I know a man, and it says to the world that it's us who are at the extremity of being able to cope, God is saying his ability to cope with our inability to cope, he will call grace. I accept that our question will often be, but how do we find in this message from God that his grace will supply all we need if the physical and mental burden we are carrying is too much for us to bear? What can possibly do that when the daily toll on us is overwhelming? The answer is that he is God, and his ability exceeds every situation we will ever face. This is the God who, after seeing the unbearable agony Jesus suffered on the cross, did not spare him from that suffering, because God's love for the world was needed for us to benefit from the sacrifice for our sin. But the resurrection followed, and we can only imagine the joy of the reuniting in heaven of God and his beloved Son. A God who endured so much suffering for us can understand our circumstances, however unbearable to us they may be. We understate what God can do for us in our unbearable situations, because grace seems so often just a pleasant word. I feel led to ask all of us to add to the word grace another word, miraculous. The miraculous grace of God will meet our needs, even when we feel we are at the very end of our ability to cope. Dear friends, I commend you to a God who not only can, but will meet your every need, no matter how desperately it's exhausting you, and he will do it by his miraculous grace. I pray you will in these moments sense the miraculous grace happening that God has for you.